Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you fan Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
My voice is still not back right, you know. He's had a tough Edinburgh. He's been under a lot of pressure. I've done about 65 shows in about 3 weeks, and I'm very, very aware of that fact, and so is my body. I'll talk to you about it a little bit after this. This is Annihilation Time, Yuppie Killer. Listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So, that was Annihilation Time and Yuppie Killer, my friend.
Nice.
What I want to know is, what is Annihilation Time's website?
AnnihilationTime.com?
No, AnnihilationTime.net. Very close. Poorly being internet one, Tony nil. So how did you get on without me last week, then? I had a listen. It was all right, wasn't it?
It was all right. It was a bit weird. I think I've proven that Punk is a two-man show, really.
Well, it's a two-person show.
True, yeah.
You might have had Steph involved again, but...
Well, I'll try on my own. No. You learn.
Well, you've got till next year, haven't you?
took a lot of editing last week, put it that way.
Sorry?
Took a lot of editing last week.
Oh, did it? Well, perhaps you just need to get on a bit of a roll. Perhaps I should have like a month off. And you could just do them every week. See how that goes.
No.
You don't manage that.
Not really.
Well, we'll talk about the Scottish incident next week. But tell you what, I don't even know me anymore. Do you know what I'm eating at the moment?
Yogurt?
No, I'm having a glass of water and some sun-blushed tomatoes with mozzarella.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice. But I should be drinking beer and having sausages. What the fuck is going on? I've got a lovely little poetry corner here for you, mate.
Okay.
I do like your poems. Send them in. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Type in your email. Poetry corner. This unsurprisingly comes through from... Yes, she's moving around the country, licking women one city at a time. It's the one and only Joni H. Giz with her latest limerick. Hey, P&T. Punky tracks have me cutting a rug. Such good choices should make you quite smug. Knowing no tune is iffy, must give quite a stiffy. Now fuck off and give it a tug.
Nice.
And that is from Joni Hayes' The Totnes Tuna Tickler.
Huh.
I'd like to spend a night with Joni H. Tiz. I don't mean like that.
Okay.
Because obviously, Joni H. Tiz. I mean, just hanging about the places he hangs about and finding out how a mind works. What a very interesting, sapphic individual she is. Right, so as I say, if you have a pain for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Poetry Corner. I've also got a little bit of information here, Tone. You might remember a couple of weeks ago, we read out an email from Andrew saying that he tried to buy the Scourges album and he paid him the money, but he'd never got the CD. Some correspondence was done, everything's been sorted out. And I don't know whether he's decided to get their stuff at iTunes or whether he's going to wait for the next album. But I did get a little message from him. Hi, Paul. Many thanks for the refund. No, I'm done. Really looking forward to hearing the new material. Thanks, Andrew. Punky Radio, not only uniting fans of bands across the land, but also sorting out their differences.
Oh. Nice.
Did you listen to any of that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, because all you had to say at the end of it was very nice. I just thought you were going to say a little bit more than that. No matter. I'm going to get on with the next song. What do you reckon?
Yep. Yeah, good idea.
Right, Los Explosivos have come through via Dirty Water Records. This is a little tranche of garage punk after the original, I don't know, sort of hardcore punk stuff. It's quite a full-on show this week. I know I sometimes call them a mixed bag. I'm going, certainly the first half of this show just doesn't muck about. What I want to know is, Tony, is what is Los Explosivos' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Los Explosivos?
It is indeed. Tony won't probably be the instant one. This is Zapatos Dorados. Listening to the Guanabats underneath. This thing's doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any podcast alley comments for us?
I've got one.
Well, that's something.
Yeah. I think it's been about 2 or 3 weeks since I read some out, and it's been really quiet. So please do leave us a podcast alley comment. It's a new month on Thursday, so you've got your opportunity there. So September, leave us a September vote. Easy way to do that, go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, important, please vote for his link, hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if so wish, because I read them out. I've got one comment this week, and I know the person. Punky Radio, love it. And that's from Debs, and that's my sister, who's in Australia.
Oh, is it?
So thanks very much for listening, Debs.
I didn't know she listened.
No, the first time she listened, and she voted for straight away. See?
Oh, what? So she listens. So she doesn't listen when I'm on it.
No, she listened 2 or 3 weeks ago, so you were on it.
I thought she only listens when it's just you.
No.
It's a kind of annual thing. So now, when you did the show last week then,
yeah,
it put you under so much pressure that you've developed a migraine.
Yeah, I don't know. I get them. I've just had a new pair of glasses about 2 or 3 weeks ago, so it might be that, because I had one last week as well. But
really? Could be a migraine, right, so it might be... A new prescription, was it?
Yeah, a bit stronger, but
so it might just be the eyes adjusting to the new, being able to see everything.
Exactly, everything's clear. Unfortunately, the headaches are
Now, we have also got a Facebook page of Punky Radio. Maybe you could just talk people through that briefly.
Yeah, if you're on Facebook, and let's face everyone is, please do like our Facebook page. Search for Punky Radio. It's the radio station one that comes up. Click on that, like it, and leave a comment on our wall. Again, we read those out as well, so please do like our page.
Sorry, man, I'm just absolutely scuffing mozzarella and sunblush tomatoes in some sort of olive oil. It was quite marvellous.
Yeah.
I might go for a jog after this.
You changed.
We haven't played the Phenomenauts for a few weeks, have we?
No, I think so.
I think we should put that right now. What do you reckon?
Yeah, go for it.
I know your brain's under pressure at the moment, Tony, but don't overheat on me. That was the Phenomenauts, Tony, who very kindly sent us about three of their albums through. And I've just been working three tracks on them, really. Fantastic band. What's their website?
ThePhenomenauts.com.
No, Phenomenauts.com. All your clubs this week, but all of the internet too, Tony One. It's good to be back. I do like being at the Edinburgh Festival. It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work. This is a midnight configuration on the leads right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
Okay.
And also, I can't give Punky Radio my full attention when I'm giving everything else my full attention. It's a man, it's hard work. And I really, really enjoyed it. The shows went well. The critics hated what I was doing.
Really?
Yeah, but fuck them. Because it was full every day. And I made loads of money out of it.
Your bucket was...
I had a full bucket.
Excellent.
I had an excellent bucket at both shows for the whole run. And, the couple of reviews that I did get were by people who... I don't think they were at the same show I was when they reviewed them. They seemed to miss out loads and loads of bits that had gone really, really well and concentrate on a couple of bits that hadn't and justify a sort of fairly bad review. The first one that I got, it started off by saying, a capacity crowd... laughed throughout.
Okay.
Right.
That's good.
And then went on to say how much he hated it. And you go, well, surely the fact that everyone in the room except you really liked it would suggest you could have been a little bit more generous with it, but no, arseholes. The thing is I didn't want reviewers in because I knew they'd piss me off, because I knew the kind of show I was doing wasn't Edinburgh friendly.
Right.
It was edgy and dark and really, really political, and really, and it wasn't incredibly clever. It was a load of fun. I mean, at one point, I'm 41 years old, I had a sock puppet on my hand, right? It wasn't high art. It was just a fucking laugh. But that doesn't mean you can't review something as such.
Mm.
It didn't pretend to be anything else. That's the thing. It did what it said on the tin, and the people that came along really liked it. Other than the fucking reviewers. And he's going, how are you guys qualified anyway? And the fact is they're not. To be fair, the reviews I got were from some little publications that were only available for Edinburgh. I don't think I got any in the Scotsman or the List or the serious ones. I got ones in these little student magazines, basically. But it still pisses you off.
Well, yeah.
You think, I have put a lot of work in, and they haven't, you know. They just show up trying to make a name themselves. They're not professional journalists, not professional comics. They've got no background in anything. They're very, very young. They're probably students. And they just missed the whole point. So anyway, I'm not going to legitimise them anymore. And I didn't invite the press to my show this year. I didn't even send out a press release saying that the show was on. It was just in the Fringe brochure, in the Free Fringe brochure, and a little bit of flyering. And that was it. So they went to the trouble to pick the show to come to review it. Because they weren't invited. It's odd, isn't it?
Hmm. Did they pay? Oh,
you
didn't
know, did you? Well, no, but then I read one review of Al Murray's Compete for the Meat, right, which is a live game show pub quiz. There's a load of fun, and he's brilliant every year. And I got a better review than he did.
Really?
Of some idiots. Yeah. Who absolutely panned it, just because it wasn't their sort of thing. I don't think you should review things like that. I think you should take into account that everybody liked it, and if you didn't like it, comedy's subjective, it's maybe not your sort of thing, but you can still be a little bit more generous with it.
Oh, wow. A lot of reviews do that, though, don't they, in general? I've read a lot of reviews that's even wound me up, and I've not even been reviewed. Just, you know, people just being twats. And I'm not a big fan of, like, the review show and the culture show, things like that. People who just pick over things, and, oh.
Yeah, they don't just say it was really good fun. And you know how we are with films.
Yeah.
We do not listen to what critics say about films, do we?
No.
If it looks like a good laugh, you go. Right? And if you like it, brilliant. And if you don't, fair enough. I respect what Mark Kermode says about films normally. But there's still ones that he hates that I absolutely love. You know, it's also... Oh, shut up, Paul. Anyway, I was going to talk about unofficial openings in this bit, but I'll save it for later on in the show. And I now have a twat for the end of the show, whether you've got one or not. I want to get on with the next song. This came through Miho Wada, who is my favourite half-Japanese, half-New Zealand punk flautist going. Yeah. I mean, I don't know a lot.
True.
But she's brilliant. And she's really sort of rocked up her sound for a couple of new tracks she's done that she sent through. I'm going to play one for you right now. What I want to know is, what is Miho Wada's website?
MihoWada.jp?
No, it's MihoWada.com.
Oh, bollocks.
Only be at Internet 3, Tony 1. This one's for you, and this was how I should be. I need a beer.
Off the top, maybe.
bled like a shot fox.
Black and white. BBC One. Grandstand production. Final scores as they come. He's in Bury in the rain. Commentating away game. We don't want David Coleman. We don't want Brian Moore. We don't want any other than a Tony Gubba. Than a Tony Gubba. Come in London. Are you receiving the final score here in Reading? They got 3. Past the keeper. He must have been in a coma. We don't want David Coleman. We don't want Brian Moore. We don't want any other than a Tony Gubba. Than a Tony Gubba. Than a Tony Gubba. Than old Tony. We don't want David Coleman. We don't want Brian Moore. We don't want any other. Arsenal 1, Liverpool 2, Ipswich Town 3, Blackpool 4, Southend 10, Crewe 11, Wimbledon none, Partick Thistle Lisbon Park, Wolves 9, Bury 9, Bournemouth 1, Kilmarnock. Fucking show.
That was the Scourge Tony and Tony Gubba Tony.
Nice.
Yeah, it was indeed. I have got all of this because I went to Captain Marvel sent me a load of their new stuff. These are all demos, the Scourge stuff we're playing. They're not finished either because I've got to go in with different and put down different vocals and have real drums and whatever. But I'm just really enjoying these, and I did manage to download all of them now because I'd let the link expire. I had to ask him, so I've had quite a bit of correspondence with Marvels recently. Their website has stuff on it that's worth looking at, even though at the moment I wouldn't advise buying stuff through it. I'd wait until they get everything sorted out. I'd still like to direct our listeners there. So what is it, Tony? What is the Scourge's website?
Thescourge.co.uk.
It is. Tony 2, Paulie B, Internet 3. You're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide? Yes, 12 Bar Club, on Denmark Street, it's in London. I'm going to do the weekend gigs, back to normal. So this Friday, 2nd of September. Friends of Luca Brasi, Five Pointed Fingers, and more to be confirmed. That's London Calling Night.
It comes with a seal of approval.
Yeah. But it's a Friday night, how much do you think it is?
Do you know what? They've been messing me about London Calling, haven't they, with their prices?
A little bit.
I wouldn't call it a fiver.
£6.
Oh!
Saturday, 3rd of September. Push Too Far, Vice City, and more acts to be confirmed. Eruption Records night. I think that's probably quite heavy.
It's not going to be light, is it?
No.
It's not going to be easy listening.
Exactly. But how much do you think it is on a Saturday night?
Oh, God. Do you know, I've cracked. I'm going to fiver again.
£6.
God. I should have stuck to what I know best.
And finally, Sunday, 4th September. Who Killed Bambi and More? It's a Sunday night. How much do you think that is?
I'm going with a recession-busting £5.
It is £5.
Yeah. Yes, got one. Thank the Lord. What a great weekend that looks like. Does that conclude it?
Yep.
Indeed, so that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar. Do you know, I haven't got my voice is still far, because I'm going to have another few days of just drinking loads of water and not being a fool. It's all right, though, I've got fuck all to do this week. Next song, by the way, we haven't played anything from Japan Files in a couple of weeks. Going to put that right now. This will be a challenge for you. This is a band called Rockin' Honey Bunny. We have played them before. What's their website?
Rockin'HoneyBunny.com.
No. Honey696.ojaru.jp. Not a chance there. Put it on the internet for Tony 2, Highway Lovers. That's 4-2, isn't it now?
Yes.
It is 4-2. You're under pressure here. Right.
I got them all last week, though.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Oh, God, the trouncing. you're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And well done for congratulating yourself and doing such a great job last week. I did enjoy it. Some of the music on that show was fantastic.
It was a mixed bag, wasn't it? Some of it, I really liked some of it.
I really, really liked it. I'm glad the Mansfield scene is still doing all right.
Yeah, a good thing about it is, you know, 5 years ago it would have been mostly metal, I think. But yeah, it's a good. It's mixed.
It's got tendrils of Nottingham have reached out to it, haven't they?
Yeah.
Because Mansfield was just metal, but there's clearly some interesting stuff going on there now. I'm liking the Mansfield sound, my friend. Someone needs to put together... We should have a word with Maria about putting together a new Mansfield compilation. Or Lenny. Maybe Lenny's good at that sort of thing, isn't he?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I'd like us to do another Mansfield special.
Okay.
I think that would be really, really good. Right. So, have you got anything planned for this week, other than getting over your migraine?
At the minute, that's all I can think of. And no, I think that's basically it. Back on the houses and everything like that.
Mate, I'm doing nothing either, because I was supposed to be going to Cyprus. It got cancelled.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, what happened?
It got cancelled.
Oh, okay.
They cancelled the whole thing.
Right.
Not Cyprus.
Okay.
They haven't cancelled the island. But the gigs that were running there, they've all gone. They were very, very apologetic, and they're going to try and get some more work overseas in the future, but the Cyprus gig's gone. And it's probably not a bad thing that I didn't go, because I really could do with a few days just not doing anything. As much as I would have loved to have spent a week in the sun and earning some euros and all that, it's probably quite good that I'm just here. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I did last week. Well, I'll tell you, on the way back from Edinburgh, loads happened at Edinburgh. I'm in the process of covering it all in my main blog, which is Paulie B, P-O-O-R-Y-L, I've got it right, L-E-E, no, P-O-O-R, fuck it, I can't even spell my own
blog.
L-Y-B-E-E, yeah, .blogspot.com. And I'm getting through it. There is all, the Edinburgh information is appearing. There'll be another Edinburgh blog up, maybe later tonight, maybe tomorrow night's time. But on the Sunday, I went up to Stonehaven when the gig had finished. When the gigs in Edinburgh finished, I went up to Stonehaven, which is a lot further north. It's only 20 minutes from Aberdeen. And it's the home of the developer of the pneumatic tyre.
Okay.
And it's the home of the Highland Games. And it also alleges to be the home of the deep-fried Mars bar.
Okay.
And I'd like you, if you get the chance, to have a look at my other blog, unofficialopenings.blogspot.com, to see what happened when I tried to unofficially open the chip shop that claims to be the home of the Deep Fried Mars bar. It was shocking.
What really? Happened.
Shocking. And then I spent, and then anyway, I got everything wrapped up at one. And I spent the longest drive home. I stopped, just kept stopping places with stupid names for laugh. And it took me about five, anyway, it took me 4 hours to get out of Scotland.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, yeah.
Which isn't a good way to drive home from Scotland.
No.
When it takes you 4 hours to get out of Scotland. But I stopped at the Bridge of Erne. I stopped at the Crook of Devon. I tried to stop at Glam's Castle, where, you know, Macbeth, Thane of Glam's. And the road was shut. Everywhere I tried to go, there was either no one there or it was shut. I just missed going to Mary Queen of Scots House in Jedburgh, which I thought that would be a good place to have a bit of fun at. I stopped on the Scottish-English border, had a cheeseburger and some other things happened there, which will be in a future unofficial opening block. I did have a very busy day. And then once I got into England, I stopped every once in a while for coffee and that. Never hit any traffic.
Yeah, nice.
Because it was the bank holiday, but by the time I got anywhere significant in England, it was already the evening.
Hmm.
And I got back at 11:30 at night. I set off at 1:10 in the afternoon.
Wow.
That's a long drive, isn't it?
That is a long drive. Well, Scotland's deceptive, isn't it? I mean, I've only been once, and I raced up there, like, through Glasgow. Glasgow was really easy getting there. Then after that, ages.
Yeah. But it's only even that side of the country that you can even get to Glasgow quickly. Because if you go up the East Coast, you go up the A1 or the A68, and they're both nightmares.
Mm.
The A68 is beautiful, though. What a drive.
I wonder if that's... Does that go up towards Fort William? Which one that goes to Fort William?
No. They're both a long way before.
Oh, right.
They're both... They end in Edinburgh, basically.
Okay.
And then after that, yeah, if you go up to Fort William, good luck with that.
Well, I did.
Just drive up to Stonehaven.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, this show's boring this week, isn't it?
It's better than last week.
It's a good job there's some really, really good music. Here's the proof of that. This is SS Caliette, On of Eggs.
We're your friends. We're not like the others, man. Really?
No more of that talk, or I'll put the fucking leashes on you, understand? Get in.
Jag vann!
Tony, that was SS Caliette and Un of Eggs. What is SS Caliette's website?
SSCaliette.com?
No, SS-Caliette.de. I only asked you a couple of weeks ago. Ha! Don't worry. You can don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the good times. That would be great. Don't blame it on whatever else it is. Just blame it on your migraine. Have I said you're listening to Project Marvel News right now? I haven't, I don't think. No. We are. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I found out about SS Caliette, who are on People Like You Records, via the wonderful Simon Knott and his Simon Says blog. Thank you very much, Simon, for continuing to send us things through. They are much appreciated. Now, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Right, well, before we talk about that, then, let's talk about some things, because we're pretty low on stuff at the moment, aren't we? We need some listener involvement again.
Yeah.
So, I want poems and jokes, primarily. Any jokes you got, send them to Comedy Suburbs, which is poorlybeatpunkyradio.com. Poems, Poetry Corner, same thing. And you need all sorts, don't you?
I need everything, I think.
Go for it.
So I do need podcast alley comments, as mentioned. So vote for us as of 1st September. Go to punkyradio.com, top screen. Important, please vote for his link. Your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, do like our page and do leave us a comment on our wall. Again, search Punky Radio on Facebook. It's the radio station one that comes up. I do need your twat. So do email me. I need the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. I've had a few over the past month, but I've used them all up now, so please do email me as soon as possible. And we do need your iTunes reviews. We do ask you every week, and please do review us. Again, punkyrage.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will take you to the music store where you can review us. You will need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account. But do that. Review us. It's all free and 5 stars only. And we'll read out your reviews. Thank you very much.
Well done indeed. That was beautifully said and gave me the chance to roll up a jazz cigarette, because nice. I've had enough of all this fucking nice living. We've only got one song left, mate.
Okay.
This is a psychobilly classic. It's not from the vaults, because we've only just started being able to play Torment, but I just love them, and this song's great. It's got a very recognisable beat to the verse and a very, very catchy chorus. A great band. We're going to be playing a bit more of them in future weeks. I can't play any more at the moment other than this one, because I've lent my Torment CD to Steve. I told you that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Get in touch with Steve, really. See how he's doing. So, what do you think Torment's website is?
Torment.com?
No, still haven't got anything. So, I'm going to give you the point, because I've won it anyway. Okay. It's probably been Internet 5, Tony 3. This is Hornet's Nest.
In a hornet's nest, ah, oh, put in the boots, you've done your best. Ooh, Mustang, walk back and watch the fun. Ooh, with tricks like that, who needs a gun? Way of a scorpion's tail, jumping out but to no avail. I'm sick of the sight of the victory sign. Well, no contentment, trouble time. And there I go. Can't change his spots. Oh, turn the table, you're on top. While only the Joker keeps holding the mask to protect his face when it comes to the blast. Ooh, and I'm dead and gone. Dead and gone. Dead and gone. In the spider's web, you were so blind when others had fled. Oh, shackling lines and stud in your mind. Well, send us a torture for mankind. And then I go.
That was Torment, Tony and Hornet's Nest from the Hornet's Nest EP, which has now been bolted onto the end of the Cyclops Carnival album and is available via Raucous Records. And I strongly recommend that you purchase it. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you something briefly that I also did last week. I did enter the annual comics poker tournament again. And I came second last year to Andy Smart. And this year, all I wanted to do was beat Andy Smart. And I did. I did better than Andy Smart because he finished 12th. But I finished 5th this time. Oh. And I was knocked out by Dave Gorman.
Oh, really?
Who was doing rather well in rather controversial circumstances. So imagine Dave's surprise, but everyone else's delight, when he was knocked out by a lady comedian called Ria Lena right at the end, who eventually won it. It was brilliant. Up yours, Gorman. I am so petty about things. Anyone who knocks me out, I want to be immediately knocked out. And if they win, I'm not pleased for them and think that they're very good players, they beat me. I'm just bitter and jealous till next year. So unlucky Gorman. Ha. See you next year if you reckon you can handle it. That's about it, really. I also just get angry at some point, didn't I? Oh, we didn't do the track, did we? We'll do the track now, briefly. So basically, it's quite straightforward. I want to twat out the reviewer that gave me a shit review for no other reason than he's a pedant. So basically, Tony, here goes. The bloke who did the review for me from fucked up little misery flat bastard land Edinburgh
is a twat.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo.